Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. I know, it has been a while. This is only episode 2 for this year. But as you well know, I've had quite a bit going on and had to go through another surgery on my right kidney because they had found another small spot of cancer. So I successfully went through that surgery. I successfully am cancer-free currently. So that is a blessing. And now I've been able to put a few notes down, jot things down, hoping to get back to a more normal schedule with my podcast for my fantastic listeners. Now, I have had a couple messages from Cassidy and little Elizabeth telling me that, Pop, I need some more content. So, here you go, Elizabeth. This is for you because you're special. And, by the way, happy belated third birthday to my youngest granddaughter. She is such a super little child, and she listens to Pop's podcast all the time. Another thing I got to do in the last month, I decided here this week to go to a pre-kindergarten class with my grandson Madden, and I was able to share my story with his class, and I read a book. It's reading month for the kids, so all my grandkids are doing things to enhance their ability to read and understand, and we want to encourage that growth with them. So I was able to go and actually read to Madden's class, and it was really cool because I chose a book called Let's Pop Pop Popcorn. I'm well known for my popcorn and inside the family atmosphere, right? The family dynamics. And it's really how I got my name Pop Pop from all my grandkids. Well, it's my story and I'm sticking to it. I also say sometimes it's because of Pop-Tarts, but I like the Pop Pop Popcorn story better. But anyway, it was great to get out, read the book with the pre-K kids. I really enjoyed it. He enjoyed it most of all. And that's a really, really great thing. That also goes along with the benefit of being cancer-free. So I also went out since we last talked, and I kind of got on the Detroit Lion wagon. I got like one leg on and one leg off, right? One leg on, one leg off. So I decided that I would purchase the cancer hat from the NFL. It's called Crucial Catch. It's got the Lions logo on it. It's black. It's got all the really cool colors, pink and purple and all those colors. And I really like it, and I like what it stands for. So Crucial Catch for me was being in the car accident, had the severed spine, discovered cancer in my left kidney, had a complete nephrectomy for that, and then went on to find the other spot that they took care of here recently. And then with this surgery, I did have a little tough time recuperating a little bit, but they took about 5% of my kidney, but it's functioning really well right now. And thanks to my surgeon, my great surgeon at U of M, I seem to be on a path that is really nice. So bought the hat, Crucial Catch. That's going to be my fantasy football team name this year in any league I'm in, Crucial Catch, to show my appreciation, because it is important that we do have checkups and we take care of ourselves. And cancer could sneak up on you. And so just a message out there for my listeners that, you know, support these causes, get out there and help the loved ones that you have. And when they're going through these situations, definitely pray. Believe in the power of prayer. So there you go. Crucial Catch will be my fantasy football team name this year. Now, when I said I had one leg on and one leg off, what I was referring to was, oh my gosh, this week I kind of went a little crazy, because when it came through that the Lions actually signed DJ Chark for $10 million. I was a little upset, but now I'm reading that it's only a $4 million cap hit, so I'm not quite as upset. What I'm more upset about is I want to see the Lions take at least a little step towards filling a few of the holes they have through free agency. It doesn't have to be major, but so far out of the 13 free agent signings or contracts they've renegotiated, they've all 12 of them have been guys that were on this team last year. Hello, Detroit. Hello, Brad Holmes. In case you weren't looking, that team was not that good. So I want to see a step forward. It just can't come through the draft. It has to come through other steps and measures. One guy I would really like the Lions to sign, which is now too late, was Marcus Williams. Seemed like a natural fit. I mean, the connection with New Orleans there is huge. So that was one I would have liked to have seen happen, which didn't. But I still think there's some people out there, and I'm still going to give them, you know, the rest of preseason and the draft to see how they do. But then today, in the last few days, they went out and signed Tim Boyles. So now we got Goff, QB1, Tim Boyles, QB2, who was horrible. Absolutely horrible. And I believe the deal is over $2 million. Now, I know that for most of us, you know, that's a drop in the bucket. I can write checks for $2 million all day long. Not. But that's what the Lions are doing. I don't know. Doesn't make sense to me. But really what didn't make sense is then they went out again today or yesterday, signed a $2.25 million deal with Blau. So what that's telling me is there's no way the Lions are drafting a quarterback, which doesn't totally disappoint me. I would almost rather it be that way than look at the quarterbacks that they could possibly sign this year. I'm not totally sold on any of those guys. However, it will be interesting to see how their draft proceeds. I'm looking at a need on the defensive end area. I think they definitely need to take a look at their linebacker. They signed Tracy Walker, safety. They still need another safety. I would like to see a strong safety signing here. But that's my own desires, and I'm going to keep one leg on the wagon, one leg off the wagon, and see how it proceeds. Have you heard? Russell Wilson was traded to Denver with a fourth-round pick from Seattle for Drew Lock, Noah Fant, Shelby Harris, two first-rounders, two second-rounders, and a fifth-round pick. Now, how does that affect fantasy football? Well, to me, it really hurts DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. The people who stand to get a value out of this trade obviously would probably be Cortland Sutton, Jerry Jeudy, and Mr. Patrick himself, right? But I'm not sure that the quality of those three receivers are equal to the two receivers that were just left behind in Seattle, DK Metcalf and Tyler Lockett. What would you think as a Lions fan if they actually approached Tyler Lockett? He's a free agent. What or trade for him? What would you think about that? Just curious. I think that might be a nice little signing for the Lions. I think for a leadership standpoint, WR1 potential is huge, and somebody that can come into the locker room that's been on a Super Bowl winning team that could help this team build that dynamic. But definitely Russell Wilson to Denver, probably a win for Denver. They've gone a little crazy in the free agent market. They're the LA Rams this year, in my opinion, based on some of the signings that they've made. Now, since we've last talked, we also have a bunch of new head coaches. The Broncos also have a new head coach, Nathaniel Hackett, offensive coordinator from Green Bay, now the head coach. 2020, in points, his offense was ranked number one, 2022 ranked number 10. So that's probably a win for the Broncos offensively, especially with the signing of Russell Wilson. The New York Giants signed Brian Daboll, an offensive coordinator for Buffalo. In 2020, his team was ranked fifth in points scored. 2021 points, they were ranked one. So both of those two coaches, pretty good signings in my opinion for those franchises. It will be interesting. I think the Giants have some pretty good receivers if they can stay healthy, and what that will mean for Daniel Jones as a quarterback in New York. Las Vegas signs Josh McDaniels, offensive coordinator for New England. 2020, they're ranked 27th in points scored. In 2021, they were ranked 6th. Josh McDaniels either has not had a decent quarterback or has not used the quarterback in a manner that really helps any of us. I kind of look for this to be more of a value for Josh McDaniels and Kenyon Drake than I do for the receivers on the Vegas team. So Hunter Renfrow, to me, drops down a notch. Darren Waller drops down a notch. So I'm not sure how that's going to work out for those guys, but we will see in the near future. Minnesota signs Kevin O'Connell. He was offensive coordinator for the Los Angeles Rams. 2020 points, they ranked 10th. 2021, they ranked 6th. Probably very similar to what Minnesota was used to. But I think Kevin O'Connell will throw the ball a little bit more, and that should benefit, you know, some of the receivers there, Thielen and Justin Jefferson, most notably in Minnesota. How about Jacksonville signing Doug Peterson, another offensive-minded coach, head coach for Philadelphia. He won the 2018 Super Bowl 41-33 over New England. In 80 games, he's 42-37-1, which is a .531 winning percentage. I kind of like that. Be interesting to see how he does in Jacksonville with Trevor Lawrence, another team that has been hitting the free agent market, which we'll talk more about that later. Miami Dolphins hires Mike McDaniels, offensive coordinator, San Francisco, 2021, only year, and they were ranked 12th in points scored. But nonetheless, Mike McDaniels probably didn't have the most favorable quarterback there. Going to Miami, it'll be interesting to see how Tua performs with him. Some of the other coaches, these are defensive coaches that were hired. Matt Eberflus goes to the Bears. Lovie Smith goes to Houston. And then New Orleans hires Dennis Allen, who was also the defense coordinator in New Orleans, now as their head coach. The only thing there, 2020, they were ranked second on defense, 21. They're ranked 14th. They're still going to be more of a defensive-minded team, in my opinion, heading into this year. Ben Roethlisberger's career, he retires as a two-time Super Bowl champion, six times Pro Bowler. He was a Rookie of the Year, led his team to the most wins by a rookie ever. Only player ever with 500-plus passing yards in four games. The Steelers never had a losing record during his tenure, and he had the fifth most passing yards ever, 64,088. Nice career for Ben Roethlisberger, but the timing to get out was definitely now. In Pittsburgh, the quarterbacks left. Mason Rudolph with a one-year deal. Dwayne Haskins is a restricted free agent. Joshua Dobbs, an unrestricted free agent. And then, of course, joining via free agency this week, Mitchell Trubisky is the answer in Pittsburgh. Honestly, I actually think that's going to be an improvement for that offense this year. So I think Deontay Johnson could be safe. I think Chase Claypool actually moves up. And then we have tight end Freiermuth, who I think may also benefit from Trubisky's presence in Pittsburgh. I think he's matured. I think he learned a little bit in Buffalo with Brian Daboll, and I think he's going to take that and move with that in Pittsburgh. It should be a better offensive year for Pittsburgh. And let's face it, they have a really good defense already. Sean Payton retires. Sean Payton retires from New Orleans. He had 13 QB1 seasons, 14 RB1 seasons, 8 WR1 seasons, and 6 tight end one seasons. That's an awful lot of fantasy production that I think is going to be missing in New Orleans in the next few years. Sean Payton moves into retirement. Quarterbacks with at least 25-plus points per game average. In 2021, we only had 3 from a fantasy value. 2020, we had 9. 2019, we had 1. 2018, we had 4. 2017, 1. The reason I point this out is because every other year, the odd years, 17, 19, 21, the numbers were down. And then in 18 and 20, they were up. So in 22, we are looking to have more quarterbacks with 25-plus fantasy points per game average. So you should be able to get a quarterback safely in the middle of your draft that would perform at a QB1 level for you next year. This is something you will forget by time draft time comes around, but something I felt was necessary to share with you, my fantasy listeners. Lucky number 4. So we had the Super Bowl, right? The Bengals were a 4th seed. The Rams were a 4th seed in the NFC. This is the first time in Super Bowl history that that ever happened, that both teams were 4th seed or lower, and we all know the Rams went on to win that. So there is hope for any team seeded 4th or lower this year in 2022. How about a Sean McVay tidbit? How about this? He graduated from Miami of Ohio. which has now produced more Super Bowl winning coaches, 3, than any other college. Now, who would have thunk that? Miami of Ohio. 3 winning Super Bowl coaches from that college. The other 2, John Harbaugh and Webb Eubank. Do you know him? I do. I believe he was a Jets coach at one time. I'm not totally sure, but I'm pretty sure that that had something to do with Joe Namath. Do you know him? He was a QB1, fantasy football back in the day. Joe Burrow, of the last 16 quarterbacks. Now, Joe Burrow has a tough mission ahead of him. Of the last 16 quarterbacks that lost in their Super Bowl debut, 0 made it back to the big game in their career. Munch on that. I'm sorry, Joe. I'm hoping that you can break that streak. But 16, that's a pretty interesting stat in my opinion. Most NFL draft picks since 2000. College teams with the most draft picks since 2000. Coming in at number 10, Michigan with 101. Number 5, Georgia, 124. Number 2, Alabama with 137. And number 1, I'm going to let you guess. I'm going to pause for a moment. But I'm going to let you guess who number 1 is. They had 151 players drafted in the NFL draft since 2000. It's Ohio State. Go Bucks. There you go. March Madness. Wow. You know, a few weeks ago, we were looking at March Madness and we were thinking, what the heck is going on? There were, in the top 10, only 2 top 10 teams in one particular week that did not lose. And that was Baylor, who was number 3, and Duke, who was number 4. Gonzaga, who was number 1, lost. Arizona, Auburn, Kansas, Kentucky, Purdue, Providence, and Wisconsin. All lost in the same week. Never has that happened before. But what that says is things are about to get very, very, very interesting for March Madness. By the way, Michigan won today. Congratulations, Cassidy. I'm proud of you. So that's it for this episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. I'm going to try to put another one out to you within the next 48 hours. Things are about to get exciting. I have more things that you need to know, more things that need to go on your 2022 prep list for your fantasy football draft. There have been some really amazing things that have taken place in the last few weeks that I want to share with you. But it was nice to get back with you. Nice to say hello. Remember to be kind to your neighbors, right? But most of all, people, life is for the living. Go live. Bye. I'll see you soon.